Welcome to this edition of the 2-Minute Fitbit brought to you by Phase 1 Fitness and me, your host, Jerry Bacall. In our last episode, we discussed if and when it was time to let your trainer go. Today, we're going the other way and when it's time for a trainer to fire their client. The trainer-trainee relationship only really works when both sides are committed to gains. If you're a trainer that's just doing it part-time, this advice really isn't for you. However, if you're a trainer dedicated to your profession and plan on making it a substantial part of your future, then you have to take the progress of your trainees very seriously. That means knowing when to tell them to take a hike. If you're either attempting to or actually making a living as a personal trainer, you need to look at your client as more than just a client. You need to look at them as two things. One, as current income, and two, as future income. By current, I mean they need to obviously be paying you for your services in the now, but by making visible gains that can also pay dividends in the future. Conversely, if they're not making those gains, they could actually be costing you money. Your clients are your walking form of advertising that could and should be creating more opportunity for you. So while they're paying you for their results, they're attracting more clients seeking the same success they're having. Notice the key word, success. This only works if your clients are making visible gains. If your client isn't making visible gains, but is out there professing to people that you're training them, the people they're professing to are most likely going to be less than impressed with you as a trainer. This is exactly why I always told my clients up front that if they weren't fully committed to getting results, then I would fire them, as I couldn't afford to have people out there touting me as their trainer without people being able to see visible results. Results that can only come from a firm commitment to gains. Your fate as a trainer is potentially doomed if you don't look at your clients the very same way. Either your client gets and stays committed to results, or you have to send them down the road, or it will surely cost you in the long run. Bottom line, if you're trying to make a serious living as a personal trainer, don't let your clients get away without committing to results, as it will tie an anchor to your business future. Thanks for tuning into this edition of the 2-Minute Fitbit brought to you by Phase 1 Fitness. Join us again when we discuss another interesting topic. Remember, you can always email me at info@phase1fitness.com. That's phaseonefitness.com with any questions or comments, and I will be sure to respond. Until then, I'm your host, Jerry Bacall, wishing you success, and above all, please stay safe and healthy.